below.
Cenobite 42 decimal. Are the landing craft systems back online?
Overload.
I believe so, Chief Engineer.
Are the damping breakers set to automatic?
Overload.
Would you like them to be?
Yes, of course.
Then they are.
Overload.
Fuel line safety switches on. Orbital thrusters primed. Pressure seal repairs holding.
Overload.
Is that what you would like?
Would I be asking if I didn't?
Overload.
Then they are.
Most satisfactory. Come aboard and strap in.
Overload.
Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency by Douglas Adams.
Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. We solve the whole crime. We find the whole person. Or cat.
Put some life into it.
Please leave a message after the pretentious whale song. Happy?
Gently, it's Gordon Way, and I'm still waiting to hear from you. I need an update tonight or I'm taking the job elsewhere.
Now get out with a pair of binoculars or something, run a wiretap, but get on with it. And get back to me.
Davis Evans.
The runaway.
Well,
switch
the pump
magazine.
On, would you?
It's the that's what I called you, Chef. Complete loony. Morning, hanging around here to the forecourt. Sort of long brown hoodie. Funny voice singing to himself something about believing. His mother. Can't see him now. Gotta go.
Number 240 quid, there's the card.
Gordon Way. G Way, Esquire. It is you.
Bloody well, I hope so.
On TV, you're him.
God, I need a haircut.
PIN number?
President Kennedy Jr.
It's PIN, you don't need the number.
What do you do on this system?
Here's our ecological affairs correspondent, Jeremy Clarkson.
Pepsi?
Keep it.
Hello? Your boot's unlocked.
Eh?
Car boot, not shut.
Ah, right. Should be more careful. Shotguns.
Business meeting, is it?
Come on, sis.
Hi, this is Susan Way. I'm out scraping a living or spending it, so talk after the beep.
Susan, hi, it's Gordon. 9 p.m. Thursday on my way over to the cottage. Listen, got the Californians over for the weekend to thrash out this software deal, and look, I hate to ask you this sort of thing, but can you have a word with Richard? I just need to know that he's working on Anthem 2. I mean, really working on it. Every time I see his computer screen, he's got a picture of a sofa spinning on it, and I'm not paying him for... Wait! That was bright! Sodding lorries! Never dip them properly. Luckily, I didn't end up in a ditch. That would be something, wouldn't it? Leaving your famous last words on an answering machine. Hold on a sec, Susan. I think I've got a noise in the boot. Anyway. Oh, yeah. Lorries. Light-activated dipper switches. Yes. The Department of the Environment owes me a favour. We've got the technology if they've got the legislation. What's the point of a CBE if you can't kick a little ass? You can tell I've been talking to Americans all week. I've got a boot full of shotguns. See the lengths I go to make them feel at home. What is this obsession they have for shooting my rabbits? Ah, sod it. I'll have to pull over and see to the boot. Hold me a sec. Hang on. $130k for a car, you wouldn't believe.
I believe I'm instructed to shoot off.
Come on,
Susan, finish your call.
Hi.
Susan, it's me.
I'm out scraping a living or spending.
Damn.
So talk after the beep.
Susan, it's Richard. What a mess. Look, I'm sorry, sorry, sorry. I know I promised to take you to the Coleridge dinner tonight, but I completely forgot, and I feel really bad. Look, we'll go away this weekend. Doesn't matter what pressure your brother tries to put on me, we'll do it. Gordon will just have to... Gordon! Gordon? I'll call you back. Gordon? Hello? Oh, great.
You make a habit of parking your car on a blind bend, sir?
No, officer, sorry. I had to stop to avoid my employer. I thought I saw him throw himself in front of the car, shaking his finger at me.
Been drinking, sir?
No. Yes, but very little. Glass of wine. Small port. Formal dinner. My old college at Cambridge.
I'm Open University myself. Didn't have old colleges. Just a post office box in Milton Keynes. Right, name?
Richard McDuff.
McDuff, and who is this employer?
His name is Way, Gordon Way. I design software for him, for Way Forward Technologies.
We've got one of his computers down the station, the Quark 2. Buggered if I can get it to work.
It doesn't work, never has done. You could use it as a paperweight.
I don't think that's a clever idea, sir. The door would blow open.
Well, unit response. Gunfire heard 1 mile east of Eldon. Abandoned vehicle off carriageway.
Go Foxtrot Control. It's DS Jilks. I'm in Elmden. 2 minutes.
Roger that, Sarge. Control out.
My advice to you, sir, go nice and easy on the way back. Lock up your car and spend a weekend getting completely pissed. I find it's the only way.
Yeah, wish I could. I've got so much work to do this weekend, I'm already hallucinating.
Well, drive safely.
What the hell was I thinking? I can't possibly promise Susan the weekend. But I can't take it back. It's on our answering machine. If I screw up again, I'm finished. 10 o'clock. Do I have a choice?
Time, 23:45 hours. Location, rooftop, Islington. Observing Susan Way's flat. Weather, cold. Tea, colder. Sandwich, warm.
Can I go home now? It's been 3 hours since that message and nothing's happening.
There's no substitute for good, honest detectiving, Miss Pierce. Heat-seeking binoculars, good vantage point, loyal assistant.
I must be mad, climbing up here in the middle of the night.
For a very important, and don't forget, rich client.
Shh. I'm so cold.
I think they're coming back from their date.
And hungry.
No, that's not from inside her flat.
I've got a last train to catch. I am not missing that. And bowling.
Oh, hey, focus, focus. Yes. Do we spy a burglary in progress? Take this down. Burglar is male, slim, 30s, dark clothing, scaling the rear of apartments where client's sister lives. No, no, stop. It isn't a burglar.
Good, because your pen just ran out.
It's Richard McDuff.
The bloke we're waiting for? Isn't he supposed to be on the date with Susan Way?
In which case, who is?
You're the detective.
Miss Pierce, only an holistic detective can end up in the right place at the right time for what on the face of it are all the wrong reasons. Besides which, I can't find Mrs. Sorskin's cat and keep tabs on Richard McDuff's extracurriculars. Look at him. This is a man in the grip of something greater than passion.
In Xanadu, did Kubla Khan... In Islington, did Richard McDuff, a stately pleasure dome, climb up the back of...
Susan Way has carelessly left the window unlocked, thus proving holistic nature of coincidence, and coincidentally, the sheer blind luck of Richard McDuff.
I'm not writing any of this down, you know.
Well, remember it and write it up tomorrow.
You mean like, at midnight, subject finally disappeared inside client's sister's flat.
How do you know the time?
I can see them chucking out at the Rose and Crown. They've had last orders, and so have you. Good night. I'll expect to see this overtime in my wages.
I told you, I'm waiting for a check.
Well, I'm not.
Oh, goodness. Simply can't get the staff these days.
Right. Light switch. Damn. Damn. On the sideboard. Under the sideboard. Answering machine. Where would you keep that old thing? Yes. You beauty. Pretty fool. Maybe the tape ran out before I rang.
Susan, hi, it's Gordon. Can you have a word with Richard? I just need to know that he's working on Anthem 2. Working on it. Leaving your famous last words on an answering machine.
Gordon lost for words. That's a first.
Susan, it's Richard. What a mess. Look, I...
Gotcha. Hello? Damn.
Rule one in housebreaking. Never answer the phone.
Who is this?
Neighbourhood watch. Look out of the window.
Is that you? Waving from the warehouse roof?
Smile. Rule two. Never show your face where you can be photographed. God. Rule three. Are you listening, Richard Macduff?
Yes, but how do you...
Please never admit your name.
But what...
Now you're picking it up, though not impressively. A fast learner would have hung up by now, but...
What do you want?
The more interesting question is, what do you want? Why does Richard Macduff, a relatively successful software developer, decide to become a burglar? And why is he burgling the flat of Susan Way, sister of the famous Gordon Way, for whom he does freelance work?
Who the hell are you?
Gently.
Sorry, who the hell are you?
Dirk Gently. Ring a bell?
Dirk Gently, from college.
Ding dong.
Look, Dirk, I forgot to take her out with me this evening. To make up for it, I left a message promising to take her away for the weekend, but I can't possibly go, so I need to get rid of the message before she hears it and dumps me for good, okay?
Really? I have a feeling there's more.
Well, there isn't.
Then I bid you good evening.
Good night.
However, when you change your mind, I'll be at the Late Late Pizza on Upper Street. Come alone and bring money.
Are you trying to blackmail me?
No, you nincompoop, for the pizzas.
Susan, what to do? No. Put it back. Face the music. All square. The flowers. No vase. No time. Look as if you're meant to be here. Sofa.
That's what I'm good for, really. Macduff.
Wednesday week, what a surprise.
My name is Wenton Weeks, actually.
Old habits.
Oh. God, it's suddenly very cold in here. Richard!
Hello, Susan. It seems that we are...
Oh! I've been saving that up all evening.
Look. Flowers.
Ah, these are familiar. Did you break my vase? Of course you did. I can see the wreckage under the sideboard. Excuse me for a moment, Michael.
What? Yes, sure. Well, we've just been...
Couldn't care less, actually, Michael.
No, absolutely. You're cross with me, aren't you? Going out for dinner with your girlfriend and all that. I mean, she rang me, actually.
Michael, get real.
You've never liked me, have you? You think I'm odd, admit it.
Hey, look.
A lot of people get professional help, actually.
Excuse me?
But you try convincing people that you're better.
Can we go back a couple of quantum
leaps? Nobody will believe me. Except the monk, of course.
The monk?
You've heard about the monk?
The monk. Susan?
Oh, is that the time?
Here's what the time.
Michael, thanks again. Lovely evening. Super meal.
Yes, lovely. Actually, I was wondering if
Michael Dorr?
Yes, right. Bye then.
Good luck with the treatment. Look, what can I say?
You could have showed some pain when I gave you my best slap. Oh, God, it's freezing in here. Why is the window wide open?
Well, that's how I get in.
What on earth possessed you to do that?
You took your key back, remember?
Oh, here, if it's going to save your life, just don't start raiding my fridge again.
You could move back into our flat.
I'll clamber over that sofa every time I want to use the stairs.
I suppose it'd be pointless saying I'm sorry at this point?
It's pointless at any point. This is behaviour a bout of amoebic dysentery would be ashamed of. I bet even the lowest form of virus shows up to take its girlfriend out for a trot round the stomach lining once in a while. I hope you had a lousy evening at your stupid college.
I did. You wouldn't have liked it. It started badly, then got worse.
Yes, yes, all right.
Professor Chronotis?
Oh, it's you. Oh, what is it now? Emotional problems?
No, Professor. I'm Macduff. Richard Macduff?
I know.
I left about 10 years ago, so...
Well, I'm afraid you're well out of my care, then. Off you go, and you can take your drugs with you.
I'm here for the dinner. You invited me. It's tonight.
Oh, my dear fellow. Why didn't you say? We're late. Now, come. Wouldn't do to miss Grace.
Don't worry.
Pompini. Ut ille saluriter nuciti tibi debitum, obsequium praestare valiemus.
High table, two Pegristum seats, Dominum next Dominum. To the Don with the Amen. Flaky scalp. Right.
No idea what all this is about, by the way. I mean, all candles and silver and business generally means a special dinner in honour of something no one can remember anything about.
Well, I'm just touched that you remember me, Professor Chronotis.
Oh, please, call me Reg. So much shorter than Regis Professor of Chronology. Well, I remember you very well, I think. Did I ever explain exactly what the Regis Professorship of Chronology did?
Go on.
Well, the chair was originally instituted by King George III, who was, as you know, well...
mad?
Yeah, as a box of frogs, and simply obsessed with time. Every palace filled with clocks.
God save the king!
God save the king!
Yes, yes, bless, bless...
What's the time, thingamy?
11:56 off the forenoon, sir.
One of my favourites.
This morning, we had occasion to spend some time in Windsor Great Park, walking among the splendid oak trees, one of which, as many of you will know, is married to our esteemed cousin Frederick of Prussia. Suffice it to say that we had a most elevating discourse on the nature of time, which, we might add, was of considerable interest to His Excellency the French Ambassador, who has taken up residence in the left-hand pocket of our breeches, confounded fellow.
Your Majesty.
There's no need to whisper, he's asleep.
And so, concerned as we are to ensure the passage of time continues forward, the reverse of which, even for a moment, would be of the utmost calamity, we hereby bestow upon our University of Cambridge the chair of Professor of Chronology, and God bless all who sit in her. The purpose of said professor shall be to answer the following questions. First, to investigate whether there is any scientific reason why one thing happens after another. Secondly, to determine if there is any risk of it stopping. And thirdly, of course... Oh, dear.
Sir?
Is it still 11:56?
It is almost noon.
Oh, we shall come on.
Oh. Run! Run! Run!
Since the answers to the King's questions were clearly yes, no, and maybe, I realised I could then take the rest of my career off.
And your predecessors?
Oh, were much of the same mind.
But the King had three questions.
Oh, enough history. Who was that friend of yours when you were here? Do you ever see him?
Hmm?
A chap with an odd East European name? Svlad something?
Svlad Jelly. Dirk Gently, as he is now.
Ah.
No, I never stayed in touch. Why do you ask?
Oh, no reason. What about you? Hmm? I gather you've suddenly done very well for yourself at last. Hmm?
Well, yes, in fact.
Young Macduff here is in computers.
Why?
Oh, dear. Obviously not a subject fit for such a glittering occasion. Corley, what's all this about, this candles and silver nonsense?
Coleridge. It's the Coleridge dinner, you old fool.
Ah, did you hear that, Macduff? It's the Coleridge dinner. He was a member of the college, you know, Coleridge. Samuel T. Poet? Yeah. I expect you've heard of him. This is his dinner. Well, not literally. It would be cold by now.
To cap everything, he had a horse in his bathroom. And I know you hate that kind of thing.
Susan?
Susan.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Listen... You must tell me this again, when I'm interested.
Susan, what can I do? Anything. Dinner at mine?
Oh, you'll need to get rid of that sofa on your stairs. Then I'd feel more like coming round.
Ah, yes, this sofa. It's stuck.
Like this relationship going nowhere, upended, well and truly stuffed.
Bit harsh.
Look, oh, I'm too tired to be angry anymore. An evening of being lobbied by Michael Wenton Wearisome has taken it out of me. He's obsessed with the idea that I can do something to stop Gordon buying up his magazine, whatever it's called.
You mean Fathom?
Fathom. That's it. Anyway, I'm glad you had a lousy evening. I want to talk about what we're going to do this weekend.
Ah.
Oh, I better just check the messages first.
Ah, well.
Susan, hi, it's Gordon.
Actually, I can't be bothered. It'll just be full of things he wants me to pass on to his secretary. Here, could you just keep this tape to her when you go in tomorrow? Save me a trip?
Absolutely.
Now, the weekend.
Susan.
I'm afraid I've got to work. Nicola's sick, and I'm going to have to dep her at the Wigmore on Friday week. That means a lot of extra cello practice this weekend, I'm afraid. Sorry.
Oh, right. Well, in fact, I should do some work, too.
I know. Gordon keeps on at me to nag you. Oh, I wish he wouldn't. Well, I'm sure that there's some kind of grey area between being pressurised and being completely forgotten about that I'd quite like to explore. Give me a hug.
Yeah, I think I can do that.
Ingrid says I can earn more an hour cold-calling grannies flogging them bars with a door in. And they don't leak. You spend a fortune on some brass plaque at the front door when we get no customers, and all the time when it's raining, this roof is whittling into my Tippex. Which is another thing. The digital highway certainly took a detour round this office.
Excuse me for one moment. I'm on the phone to a client, Miss Pierce. Oh, I was. They've hung up.
Ah, hello.
Yes.
Are you Dominic, French license, third floor?
Take a wild guess.
Ah, excellent. Because I'm actually looking for the detective agency.
Yeah, and?
And is Mr. Gently in?
Yes.
Good.
Or no, I am not in a position to say. His whereabouts are, as of now, entirely his own business.
Are you his secretary?
I am Janice Pierce, his ex-secretary. A deliriously satisfying state I intend to maintain. If he spends his money on expensive brass plaques rather than on his staff, then let him. Good for business, my arse. Answering the phones properly is good for business, and I'd like to see his fancy brass plaque do that! If you'll excuse me, I'd like to storm out, please!
Feel free.
For once, I do!
Dirk Gently, solicitor. Hello?
Hello, Dirk.
I'm very glad you asked me that, Mrs. Rawlinson. The term holistic refers to my conviction that what we're concerned with is the fundamental interconnectedness of all things. With you in a picosecond. I see the solution to each problem as being detectable within the pattern and web of the whole, Mrs. Rawlinson. Let me give you an example. If you go to an acupuncturist with toothache, he sticks a needle into your thigh. Do you know why he does that, Mrs. Rawlinson? No, neither do I, Mrs. Rawlinson, but we intend to find out. A pleasure.
Dirk, by the time I got there, the restaurant was closed.
Gently. Ah, Mrs. Sorskin, my oldest and, may I say, most valued client. Good day to you. Sadly, no sign as yet of young Roderick, I'm afraid. My theory is that your cat is not lost, but that his waveform has temporarily collapsed and must be restored, Schrodinger plank and so on. Dead? But were that the case, should we allow Black Despair to hide from us the fairer light in which your blessed Moggy would now dwell? I think not. Besides, Roderick would be even more at peace if you paid some bill or other. Does that ring a bell with you at all? Come to think of it, there is that very bill I sent which has occasioned this delightful call. Sunday night, then, at 8:30. Till then. My dear Richard Macduff, your pizza.
No thanks. I had breakfast.
I told the restaurant you'd pop in and settle up over the weekend. Welcome, sit down. The light works, the gravity works. Anything else we'll have to take our chances with.
Right.
You seem to be extremely relaxed for a man in your position.
Excuse me? Oh, good heavens. He hasn't got to you as well, has he?
Who hasn't got to me?
Gordon. No. Well, obviously not. Gordon Wee. He has this habit of trying to get people to bring pressure on me. Never mind. What did you mean, then?
Ah, Gordon Wee had this habit, had he? Looks like he's just kicked it.
Had?
The body of Gordon Wee was discovered in the remains of his country cottage this morning.
What?
He had been shot, strangled, and then his cottage was set on fire. Given that shotgun pellets were found in his abandoned car 3 miles away, police think the body was moved afterwards. Furthermore, the doctor who examined the body is of the opinion that Mr. Way was strangled after he was shot, which seems to suggest a certain confusion in the mind of the killer.
But what?
By a startling coincidence, it appears that at around the time of death, traffic cameras show only one car on that stretch of road. That car belonged to a Mr. Richard Macduff. That's you one of the two people most likely to benefit from Mr. Way's death, since Wayford Technologies would almost certainly pass at least partly into his hands. The other person is his only living relative, Miss Susan Way, into whose flat Mr. Richard Macduff, that's also you, was observed to break last night. The police don't know that bit, of course, nor, if we can help it, will they. The radio reports say that they're urgently seeking Mr. Macduff, whom they would like to eliminate from their inquiries, in a tone of voice that says he's clearly guilty as hell. My scale of charges is as follows, £200 a day plus expenses. Expenses are not negotiable and are all necessary eventually. Am I hired?
I don't even know whether to believe you. May I use your phone?
Please.
Hello?
Susan, it's Richard.
Richard! Gordon's been murdered. Are you all right?
Don't tell her where you are.
I'm at Dirk Gently's.
I went round to your flat. It's crawling with police.
I was only there.
Hang up.
Susan, listen, I...
Here.
Hey!
The police will have a trace on the line.
But I have to tell them it wasn't me.
Oh, well, that's you off the hook then. Tell them it wasn't you. If only Dr. Crippen had thought of that, would have saved him so much bother getting hanged.
Yes, but he was guilty.
And so, it would appear at the moment, are you.
I can't gather my thoughts. It's like trying to do calculus with someone kicking your head. What do you think I should do?
Hypnotism.
In episode 1 of Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency by Douglas Adams, Harry Enfield played Dirk Gently and Billy Boyd was Richard Macduff. Olivia Colman was Janice Pierce, Felicity Montague, Susan Way, and Michael Fenton Stevens played Michael Wenton Weeks. Toby Longworth was the Electric Monk, Robert Duncan played Gordon Way, Jim Carter was Jilks, and Andrew Sachs played Professor Chronotis. Geoffrey Holland played George III, Wayne Forrester was the courtier, and John Glover was Professor Corley. Philip Pope was the garage attendant, and the newsreader was Neil Sleet. The announcer was John Marsh. The music was by Philip Pope. The programme was dramatised by Dirk Maggs and John Langdon. Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency was produced by Joe Wheeler and the director, Dirk Maggs, and was an above-the-title production for BBC Radio 4.